The U.S. Arctic Research Commission is in Bethel for their 100th meeting. The commission is an independent federal agency that helps plan Arctic research goals on the national level. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
There are eight commissioners, four of them from Alaska, including Mary Pete of Bethel. Pete says it is their first time meeting in the Bethel region, and their visit is two-part. They hope to learn more about the Yupik people, and they are also releasing their 2013-2014 goals report.
Often what happens with our goals report, it's cited in research proposals, in grant proposals, that what they're trying to do aligns with the national priorities.
Commission Chair Fran Ulmer officially released the goals Thursday evening. She said the five essential goals haven't changed: to observe, understand, and respond to environmental change in the Arctic, to improve Arctic human health, to understand natural resources, to advance civil infrastructure research, and finally, to assess Indigenous languages, identities, and cultures.
They haven't changed because, first of all, they're very broad and encompassing, but because when we listen to people who live in the Arctic region, people who do research in the Arctic region, people who are about to make decisions about the Arctic, these remain sort of the big five.
Listening to local researchers has been a big part of the commission's Bethel trip. Thursday, they heard from Bethel Mayor and YKHC Medical Director Joe Klaika. He talked about many brow-raising statistics within the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta compared to the lower 48. The disparities include higher unintentional deaths, cancer, suicides, alcoholism, and dental disease. Klaika said the dental problems start before children enter school, oftentimes leading to major surgery.
We were doing, between us and Anchorage, for people from our region, 450 full mouth restorations on kids before the age of starting school here a year. 75% of our children. That's just an astounding amount of disease.
The reasons stem from a number of things, including lack of services such as running water. Not counting Bethel, the region's hub, about 45% of homes still use honey buckets. When talking about social ills like alcoholism and suicide, Klaika said they are symptoms of a huge breakdown in culture. That stemmed from westernization, when whole communities died from diseases like TB, children being taken from homes to attend boarding schools, and now children idealizing what they see on television, something far removed from their village reality. Klaika, along with other local speakers, said a key to healthy Arctic communities is keeping cultures alive. That includes health benefits from a traditional Yupik diet, which is high in omega-3 fats, vitamin D, and good cholesterol. Andrea Berseman with the Center for Alaska Native Health Research told the commission that the younger the Yupik person is, the less traditional diet they are eating. Among 14 to 19-year-olds, less than 10% of their food is coming from a traditional diet, compared to diets of people over 60 who eat about 50% traditional foods.
So that's concerning because they're disconnecting from the local food system, which puts them at greater risk for food insecurity and for development of chronic diseases.
Berseman's team has research going to counter the trend of moving away from a traditional diet, which is called fish to school. It puts local fish on school menus once a week. Two school districts in the region are participating in the pilot project. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.